From the GPB Newsroom, good Tuesday. I'm Ricky Bevington. The hospital at the center of Georgia's most intense coronavirus outbreak is receiving a supply of an Ebola drug. Researchers hope it may be useful in treating COVID-19, GPB's Grant Blankenship reports.
Remdesivir has emergency authorization from the FDA as a COVID-19 therapy. Now, Phoebe Putney Memorial Hospital in Albany is one of 8 Georgia hospitals given a share of the state's first allotment of the drug. The hospital has some 165 vials. So far, study results have been mixed. Phoebe cites one that says remdesivir cut COVID-19 mortality rates by 4%. Meanwhile, a study published in the British medical journal The Lancet described no therapeutic benefits from the drug at all. Remdesivir comes to Phoebe Putney in the same week the hospital added 10 COVID-19 patients, a reversal of what had been a general decline in hospitalizations. In a press release, Phoebe CEO Scott Steiner called that a disturbing trend. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Meanwhile, the Atlanta-based Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is warning parents about rare symptoms that are appearing in children with coronavirus. GPB's Ellen Eldridge has more on possible cases in Georgia.
The CDC confirmed a link between a new health condition appearing in children and COVID-19, but the connection is not fully understood. It's known as multisystem inflammatory syndrome in children. It has appeared in the United Kingdom, as well as New York, Michigan, and Washington. Here in Georgia, Children's Healthcare of Atlanta reports a small number of cases that fit the diagnostic criteria. But local doctors emphasize this syndrome is rare, and only 1% of the state's COVID-19 patients are under age 12. Parents concerned about a child's persistent fever, rash, swelling, or abdominal pain should seek medical care. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Woodstock.
Atlanta's Morehouse College is planning to cut jobs, salaries, and implement furloughs to offset an anticipated budget deficit. The historically black college is anticipating a 25% decline in enrollment because of the pandemic. 54 employees will be furloughed for 2 months. 13 full-time employees will be terminated effective June 1st. Pay cuts will also be instituted for 194 full-time employees. 2 Atlanta singers are among the 5 finalists in NBC's reality TV show The Voice, which concludes tonight. GPB's Taylor Gant has this preview.
Tanisha Harris and Micah Iverson both performed during the first part of The Voice's Season 18 finale last night, which is being held virtually. From her home in Roswell, Harris performed the song My Superhero, which she wrote after her son was diagnosed with leukemia.
The battle's overwhelming. It's overshadowed by your grace.
Iverson, who works at Monday Night Brewing in Atlanta, performed his original song, Butterflies.
Lay down with the memories stuck in my head. Now I pass the days just trying to forget.
The winner will be announced during the 2-hour finale, which begins at 8 o'clock. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
And I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News. You can find more stories at gpbnews.org.